There's been another development today having to do with problems in the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office. An associate medical examiner who filed a whistleblower complaint against her boss is now alleging she was retaliated against for making that initial complaint. Here to explain what's going on and why it's important is Kari Ploeg, our digital content manager, who has been reporting this story, along with KNKX South Sound reporter Will James. Kari, good afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Let's back up and remind people exactly what's happened here so far. We have the medical examiner in Pierce County, Dr. Thomas Clark, his second in command, Dr. Megan Quinn, and it is Quinn who filed a complaint against her boss last month.
Correct.
What did she say?
So she is alleging that Dr. Clark is mismanaging evidence, altering death certificates, and creating more generally a toxic work environment for the employees that she works with.
And we should note that Dr. Clark, through his attorney, denies all those accusations. And so yesterday, Dr. Quinn was put on administrative leave by the county, and there was another development today. Detail what happened there for us.
They're investigating what they're calling potential insubordination and potential conflict of interest, along with some other claims that they put in a news release. Quinn's attorney has filed a four-page letter accusing the county of retaliating against her as a result of her whistleblower complaint that she filed last month against Dr. Clark. And she's also saying that the county is disparaging her publicly, that she didn't have any prior knowledge of this investigation before they made it public. She's saying the action is placing her client in an unfair position in comparison with Dr. Clark, as he is still working.
And so that initial complaint was just between Dr. Quinn and Dr. Clark, but this new accusation of retaliation kind of broadens the focus to other county officials. It expands it a little bit.
Yeah. So the initial complaint was targeted specifically at Dr. Clark, but this new complaint names some other county officials and potentially talks about county officials that are unnamed in the letter itself.
You reached out to the county for a response. What did you hear back?
So the county's limited in what it can talk about due to the active investigations that are going on right now. But they did issue a statement that said the action that they took yesterday has been misconstrued by some of the parties involved, and that their decision to temporarily remove Megan Quinn was in the best interest of the medical examiner's office and Pierce County residents.
I want to ask you a question that might sound obvious to some people, maybe not to others. I think it's worth explaining nonetheless. Why are we paying attention to this? What's important to the public about a medical examiner's office?
So a medical examiner's office is very powerful. They process a lot of cases every day. They investigate deaths that are suspicious, and they can take that information and inform the public on a broader scale.
All right. KNKX digital content manager Kari Ploeg, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Kari has been reporting on this story along with KNKX's Will James, and their reporting is on our website, knkx.org.